Will you pray with me? Lord, in these moments, open our hearts to your Spirit in our midst. Help us hear again your call to purpose, to meaning, to faith, justice, love, and kindness. And help us to respond in Jesus' name. Amen. Transcendentalist philosopher and writer Henry David Thoreau believed that walking could be a self-reflective, spiritual act that must take place away from society, where we could uncover who we really are. We know that the physical act of walking literally takes us forward from one place to another. But on other levels, walking can transform us from one place to another as well. In Thoreau's famous essay, Walking, which he also delivered as a lecture 10 different times, he wrote, "You must walk like a camel, which is said to be the only beast which ruminates while walking." Now, we know how to text while walking. We know how to listen to our earbuds while walking. Do you know how to think while you're walking? Christian theologian Soren Kierkegaard also extolled the importance, the value of walking when he wrote, "Above all, do not lose your desire to walk. Every day," he said, "I walk myself into a state of well-being. I have walked myself into my best thoughts." Isn't that lovely? I'm captivated by the notion of walking oneself into a state of well-being, especially because the concept of well-being is such a faith concept. Shalom. Well-being is about more than the physical. It's about the emotional. It's about the spiritual. It's about the relational. It's about the global. When our mission teams go to Nicaragua to work with Amos, walking is a huge part of that work. Transportation challenges mean that walking is often the best and sometimes the only way to get from one place to the next. And in my own experience, the walking that happens in Nicaragua is very much an act of moving towards well-being on multiple levels. Team members walk from house to house with community members to install water filters, to check on people's health, to build relationships, to serve. This is all in support of the well-being of the whole community. But there's also the well-being that happens because of the kinds of conversations that team members and community members can have when they're on a long walk together, with no cell phones, no busy streets to cross, just each other and the wide open world. The self-reflective spiritual element that Thoreau noted is available for anyone willing to walk and think. A long, long time ago in Israel, during a time of great instability and change, during a time when the rich and powerful exploited the vulnerable, actively increasing political and economic inequality, a time when the religious people used the language of religion not to help the poor and dispossessed, but to make themselves look good, there was a man named Micah who called the people back to true well-being. And part of what he said was, "God has shown you what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" This verse has been a core verse in the life of our congregation. It's part of our logo. We've printed it on banners. We say it as part of our benediction most Sundays. For our church, These are three inseparable, non-negotiable dimensions of our great shared calling: justice, kindness, and the spiritual journey or walk. These three elements move us, or invite us to move, in all directions in a holistic, life-giving way of well-being. Towards the world with justice and service. Towards each other with kindness and community. And towards God with humility and ongoing learning and transformation. The thing about walking is that you can learn, grow, and be changed no matter where that walk happens or where it physically takes you. The walk of well-being can happen in a remote village in Nicaragua, but it can also happen on the streets of Ann Arbor. This morning, we get to hear a little bit from three members of our Tierra Blanca mission team as they invite us to walk with them in their journey towards justice in Nicaragua. But as you listen, I invite you to consider this question too. How is God calling you towards justice, kindness, and the spiritual life right where you are?
Good morning. Thank you for walking with us on this trip to Nicaragua. And even though we were the faces that they saw, they knew that you were behind us and supporting us and praying for us. And we thank you so much for that. This trip was life-changing for me. It was humbling to visit the places in Nicaragua that Emily and Ethan have become so endeared to. To live among the poorest people in the world changes you. It's not about how much we have and what they don't have. It's about honoring the way, it's about honoring the way they live. Helping people who have asked for help just makes you want to do the best job you can do ever. It's a way of elevating your purpose in life. AMOS is a wonderful organization that seeks to bring the basic needs in life to the people in Nicaragua: clean water, healthy babies, and basic nutrition. We show God's love for us by sharing it with them, and we are blessed. As a result of this trip, I am committed to supporting our church's relationship with AMOS in whatever way possible. Maybe it's partnering with Alex on the dental program, or maybe it's leading a group of older adults from our church to participate in an urban project with AMOS. So I challenge you this morning to think about how you might invest your gifts, whatever they are, to promote health in the second poorest country in the world and in our own community. The things that excite us are not random. They are connected to our purpose. Follow them.
The experience in Tierra Blanca was enlightening. Just to give you an idea of my deep response to it, next year, I'm committed to taking my entire family back. Teodora, my wife, Katerina, Alexander, my kids, with one goal: to spread smiles in Nicaragua. Let me explain. As you know, Teodora and I are a dental school faculty here at UMich, and we are now trying to help AMOS with their wonderful initiative to provide preventive and dental care to vulnerable families in Nicaragua, including children and pregnant women. It is not for the lack of a smile there in Nicaragua. During this past mission, our church group was received with multiple welcoming smiles from the AMOS staff, the community and even the animals. I mean, it was impressive. Everyone was kind-hearted, generous, and didn't transpire the harsh struggles they had to face every day. Can you believe many lacking the most basic needs? Filtered water, sewer system, and electricity. Nevertheless, not only they always had the pleasant expression their face when interact with us, they were many times singing and dancing after a long journey of work with the group. Preparing, delivering filters, and fixing the health center in the remote village of Tierra Blanca. What a great opportunity to exercise our Christian faith and extend our hands to and souls to brothers and sisters in need. I missed my family during that time, but I found another one. The church group was exceptional. Marisa, Macaulay, Annelie, Christina, Ethan, Nancy, Kathy, Elder, and Zen, or better, Alejandra, as called by the locals. They're all leaders for the good. We loved, we prayed together, we worked, we danced, we listened, they sang. I'm a terrible singer. I left that part for them. I just didn't want to hurt the people from Nicaragua. This team created a lasting impact on the village and on my faith. I love them all, and I hope that my kids see them as great example of individuals to emulate. Together, we deliver water filters to dozens of families, which reminded me of religious importance of water for my family back in Brazil during my entire young life. At that time, my mother, who was born by the Amazon River, raised us with strong Christian faith. Every night, exactly at 6 p.m., every night, she would go to her bedroom and listen to the church radio station. The sermon would always start with Ave Maria von Schubert, and with my brothers and father, we would be in completely silence in the house, and my mother was kneeling and praying with a cup of fresh water by the radio. At the end of the sermon, she would stand up, share with the same cup, each one of us. Sometimes we'd line up, the big guys. My mother was short, but we all drink that now blessed water. That water had the power to alleviate our thirst, but worries and renovate our spirits. So let's spread the smiles, water, and praise and kindness to our families, friends, and those in need, being them in Nicaragua, Ann Arbor, or any other place in the world with our Christian faith. Amen.
During our journey to Tierra Blanca, Amos helped us hold two community movie nights. Just before dinner, we set up a giant screen against a tree, and after dinner, we readied a speaker and a projector with just minor technical difficulties. We set up a DVD to play a movie in Spanish with English subtitles. Two Amos vehicles traveled up the main dirt road to pick up families. One truck went in one direction, and one went in the other direction. We congregated in the few chairs we had dragged over from the nearby school. But as people arrived by foot and by truck, we soon ran out of seats. The majority of the community, more than 150 people, had joined us. We put a tarp down on the ground, and all the little kids rushed onto it. We started the movie, and Ethan and Eldie gave out popcorn and juice to the kids. Zan, Christina, Anjali, Macaulay, and I passed out glow bracelets to everyone, even the adults. We were there for a common purpose. We invested in the movie as individuals, as a community, and as new friends. After the movie had finished, people started to stand up. The Amos drivers stretched as they knew they had to get going to drop people off at their homes. but everyone was a little hesitant to get going. Lagging behind a bit, waiting, and suddenly someone put on some music, and soon everyone was on their feet, dancing and laughing. Us gringos, the Amos staff, and the people of Tierra Blanca sharing, holding on to this moment of community, dancing to Latin music, investing in each other. We danced with Jackson, one of our community guides, and all of his friends. We danced with the little girls who lived right nearby, who get monthly visits from Yadira, Tierra Blanca's health promoter, because they are under 5 years old. I had helped install a water filter in their house earlier that day. This bridge between dancing and healthcare, this is community organization. This is the work of God's kingdom. This is doing justice. Amos is one of the most just, well-run, respectful, smart, and sustainable organizations I've ever witnessed. Their staff work with community-based, evidence-based, partnership-based models. They do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with communities, volunteers, and each other. They treat people with dignity, empower local leaders, and ensure advances in rural healthcare for the community, by the community. I am so grateful to announce that in collaboration with Amos and with this church, I will be journeying down to Nicaragua in September to volunteer on the development and communications team at Amos for a year. I love fundraising and I love Amos. I am proud of the fundraising talents I've uncovered so far, and I can't wait to invest them to help raise money for Amos's mission. Spending a year in another country is a big investment for me, personally and professionally. But I believe that for us to make progress, we have to leap or be thrown out of our comfort zones. I am nervous, as is my mother, obviously. But mostly, I am excited, and I am grateful to make this leap. But this trip is not just about me. This year of service revolves around a three-way partnership with me, with Amos, and with you all. This three-way partnership is how it began. So many of you have walked with me to Amos already. You've donated in support of our projects. You've read about our work, watched a recap video, or seen pictures. 37 of you have traveled alongside me. I wouldn't be willing and able to make this commitment without the encouragement and support from so many of you. This three-way partnership is how it will continue. So many of you will walk with me to Amos this time around. You've helped me uncover my talents, you've worked alongside me, and you'll be with me in mind and spirit on the road ahead. For the sake of this three-way partnership, I will be keeping in touch, posting photos about my experience, writing to you all about Amos's work, and occasionally even flying back to Ann Arbor to update you in person. I will also be setting up a fundraising page to cover my living expenses while I'm there. So if you'd like to invest your gifts in helping people by supporting my journey, you will have an opportunity to do so. I am grateful for you, and especially for Stacy, Zan, my family, everyone with whom I've traveled across our four Amos delegations, and my friends at Amos, for walking together with me to make this three-way partnership a reality. When we danced together after our community movie night, we seized an opportunity. We took a gift that was given to us, the gift of cultural exchange, the scene of God's kingdom at work, and we invested in it. The next day, while helping install a water filter in her home, we heard from a mother that she loved watching all the dancing, and she wanted us to dance with her at the second movie night that was going to occur that night. We built community through the simple act of dancing together, and that moment of community, that piece of God's kingdom, will help people. It has already helped people. It has re-energized the community members to support Yadira, their health promoter. It will continue to mobilize work to improve the health of the many generations of people in Tierra Blanca. It will elevate our communal purpose, and it will help do justice in our world. When dance parties can lead to improving rural health, change in our world can start with us. God, give us grateful and generous hearts for us to care. Now, more than ever, this is what our world needs. To use our positions of privilege to serve the most vulnerable people, to advocate for oppressed groups, to work towards equity. His eye is on the sparrow, and ours should be too. So I invite you to invest your gifts, your time, your energy, your talents, your finances, to illuminate, awaken, and elevate your purpose, to elevate our purpose, to walk humbly and work towards a common goal, to be welcoming and affirming of all people, to watch movies together, to dance together, to laugh, and to be in community, to love kindness, to uplift others, be it your family, your friends, your communities, and to help do justice in our world.
Well, I don't know about you, but that's pretty exciting to me. And I think another round of applause for all three of them. This is so exciting to me on so many levels. These spring break trips to Nicaragua started 3 years ago with a grant for our campus ministry program to do this kind of trip in collaboration with our church. But it started with campus ministry and was intended to be an intergenerational, cross-generational kind of event, which it very much has become. It's one of the great secrets of the church is that one of the ways we are countercultural in our world is the fact that we are truly an intergenerational community. And at our best, we're an intergenerational mentoring community. And you've heard a little bit this morning about how across generations, people have spurred each other on, both on this trip and within our church community, as well as across generations caught new visions of their purpose in this world. It was so exciting to hear about Nancy, a retired nurse, thinking of a future trip with other retired people to do new things in Amos. You'll hear a little more this morning, I hope, from Alex, a dental professor, about some exciting dental initiatives that he's been working with Amos on. And then, of course, we have she's going to be a volunteer, but you know the real word for what she's going to be is missionary. And we're going to be sending our missionary to work with Amos later this year. One of the words that we use in the church for purpose is calling. What is God calling you to do? And you can see that has a lot of variety. What is your calling? What is your purpose? It connects to what your passions and your gifts are. When I was a young adult, I used to think that God's purpose in my life was like a multiple choice question. There was one right answer and a lot of wrong ones, and it was going to be easy to miss it. And then I had my first encounter with Micah 6:8, and it totally changed everything for me. I came to understand God's purpose, God's calling in my life, not as a multiple choice question, but as an essay where the thesis statement had already been given. And the rest was the details of my passion, my gifts, and where that intersected with the needs that I encountered. And you know what the thesis is. God has shown you what to do. Do justice. Love kindness. Walk humbly with your God.